It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer. From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, Senior Medical Contributor to Fox News Channel, and Physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, Attorney to the Stars, and Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
We've been waiting all week to get to this moment. Welcome to Friday at Radio Night Live. It is so good to have you with us. There's Christine Nicholas, our rose amongst the thorns here on Friday night. We always look forward to having her with us. And Christine, right away, we've got some breaking news because Randy Mastro is with us. And Randy has been with me and John Catsimatidis on AM 970 a few times in the past. But Randy, welcome. I know you're up against a dinner date tonight, but we wanted to say congratulations on a couple of things. Christine, they're getting into the ranked choice voting discussion here.
That's right. And Randy is with the Citizens Union. He's the chairman of the Citizens Union. So Randy, you guys put out a report tonight. First of all, welcome, Randy. And give our listeners just a brief on what the Citizens Union is and what you guys did today about ranked choice voting.
Certainly. Pleasure to be with you, Kevin and Christine. I am the chair of Citizens Union, New York's preeminent good government group. Existed for 125 years. Citizen New Yorkers who rose up against the corruption of Tammany Hall at the turn of the century. And it has ever since, you know, been a voice for honesty, integrity, ethics, openness, transparency in government, and held our government officials accountable. And one of the things we do at Citizens Union every local election cycle is we make known endorsements or preferences for candidates for local office. And this is a big year because this is the year of a mayoral election, and the incumbent is term limited out of office. So we have a very big primary coming up in now a matter of 10 days.
Yeah.
And today,
well, actually, Randy, hold on. Randy, not 10 days. I mean, that's when the primary is, but tomorrow morning is when early voting begins in New York City. So this is why the timing of your press release is so important. So tell us
completely
more about
right.
What you guys have found.
Sure. Completely right, Christine. Early voting starts tomorrow, so we put out our preferences today. Our preferences in the Democratic primary. We expressed a preference for Catherine Garcia and Eric Adams, the top two candidates. A very close board vote between the two of them. Garcia, in that close vote, came out just ahead of Adams. And then a distant third was Scott Stringer in recognition of his, you know, decades of constructive service.
It had to be, Randy, quite a tedious job because I think you had 487 candidates in the Democratic primary competing for your vote.
Well, it wasn't quite that many candidates. Seven competed actively for Citizen Union's preference or endorsement. It's kind of the gold seal of approval about, you know, candidates having the right values and caring about government and caring about the city. But there were some candidates, surprisingly, who, you know, were unresponsive. Foremost among them, Andrew Yang, who, despite repeated attempts to invite him to participate, to be interviewed by our screening committees, to undergo the rigorous evaluation that we do, Andrew Yang decided to blow it off. So we did not have the chance to evaluate, you know, the concerns that have been expressed by some that he lacks the experience in government or the knowledge of the city to be mayor. We didn't have
Randy. You should have disguised his invite in an invitation to come to a bodega to dance for YouTube. Then he would have responded immediately. I'm interested in the two people that you did give the ranked choice, and ranked choice by itself is going to like change politics, I think, particularly in the city elections here, because you're going to get more of an honest feel of the fabric of the people that are involved, at least the ones that are voting. We got to get better than 17% turnout, which is what de Blasio had in his last win. We need more people than that involved in the process. But why Garcia and Adams? What were their winning sales points for you and for the Citizens Union?
Well, we prefer Catherine Garcia because of her track record of managing city agencies successfully through crises. We prefer Eric Adams because of his inspirational leadership and his agenda, emphasizing public safety and economic recovery. So each of them offers a different kind of appeal, but... together, they really rose above the rest of the field.
Yeah, Randy, I don't know if you had a chance to look at the CBS debate last night, but if law and order is going to become the top issue, you know, leading up to November, one of the candidates actually could not answer in the affirmative about whether or not to not only defund the police, right, which she has said that she would do, but now the question is taking the guns away from the police. So,
was that, which candidate was that?
That was Maya Wiley.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw the debate. Maya Wiley was one of the candidates who we screened. And while she interviewed well, we did have questions, particularly when it came to her role in some of the worst moments in the de Blasio administration. His fundraising through Campaign for One New York, and she was involved in advising the mayor on those issues. She was also involved in advising the mayor on the issues of whether his outside political consultants, whether their communications with him while he was in City Hall, you know, could be shielded from disclosure. Courts rejected that position. And for Citizens Union, these kinds of good government, openness, access, transparency, ethics in government. We were left with serious questions about
those are all words
on
that
basis as well.
Those are all words that the average New Yorker is grateful for Citizens Union, that you're emphasizing. Randy, let me ask you real quick, because the last time you were in studio with me, we talked about the Lucerne Hotel, and I know this is a big win for the citizens of the Upper West Side, but talk to us about the latest of what's going on there.
Yes. Well, after a sad litigation saga and a protracted dispute where some really venomous things happened, including vandalism of my home by overzealous, you know, advocates who spewed, you know, red paint and eggs all over the front of my home, and with symbols like, you know, housing is a human right, obviously related to the litigation, simply because I stood up and zealously advocated for community organization that wanted to move this vulnerable population out of an SRO hotel, the Lucerne on the Upper West Side, into a better, safer shelter in another part of the city, and would only advocate for that position if the city committed that it would move them into a better, safer facility. Because after all, who wants to be in an SRO hotel doubled up in single rooms without on-site services that that vulnerable population needs? It should have been a win-win, but somehow certain elements just became so twisted in their thinking that they thought of this as some cause celeb to keep the men there at the Lucerne, even though it wasn't in their best interests. And now a court has finally put an end to the litigation. We won at the trial level, and now on appeal, the appeal has been dismissed.
All right. That's good news. That's good news for the people that were living there, and it's good news for the children in the neighborhood where this was going down. And Randy Mastro, thank you so much for joining us tonight on the beginning of a very busy weekend for you and your family. We're grateful that you took some time out to be with us.
My pleasure. Great to be with you, Kevin and Christine. Thank you.
All right. Well, Christine, we're just getting started. We've got a lot more to talk about. And we're going to go to Staten Island tonight. We haven't done a lot on Staten Island on Friday night, but we've got some good news coming from there. Linda Behrens will be with us a little bit later on. And who knows what Christine's got up her sleeve for your fun weekend before we're all done. Of course, she gives you the insider highlights of where you need to go. It's a busy but fun Friday here on Radio Night Live. Stay with us.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Dear Cancer, if you think you're going to put my life on hold, think again. I did my homework and I found a cancer treatment option that requires no surgery, minimal downtime, and virtually no side effects. It's called proton therapy at ProCure Proton Therapy Center. Proton therapy targets cancer tumors more precisely than traditional radiation therapy, with less radiation to nearby healthy tissues. And thanks to ProCure, I don't have to travel far for treatment. Located in Somerset, ProCure is New Jersey's most experienced proton therapy center, offering the most advanced form of radiation with the most precise technology. That's right, Cancer. I still have the choice and energy to go on that hike with friends or spend a Saturday afternoon with my grandkids. I chose proton therapy at ProCure, and now my hope has been restored. I'm living my best life. If you've been diagnosed with cancer, visit ProCure.com or call 855-3-PROTON today.
If you have an unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-500-5588. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-500-5588. 800-500-5588. That's 800-500-5588. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
This is Dennis Prager along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October. I personally can't get enough of the great state of Israel and its historical significance. Join us to be amazed and inspired.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. You'll have the best experience imaginable. We're confident by October our trip will be safe, so register today worry-free until July 6th with no cancellation fees.
We'll sail on the Sea of Galilee in boats that are replicas of the ones Jesus sailed in with his disciples. Experience unforgettable cuisine and join us for an authentic Sabbath service.
It's something you'll never forget. Go to standwithisraeltour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play the Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
If I should take a notion, dump myself into the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
Could not be happier than to have you with us on this very fun Friday. And Christine Nicholas, we went straight into the breaking news with Randy there. We didn't get to do our usual welcome and kind of check in with how your week was and so forth. You notice that I came adored tonight, not with my Statue Cruise Line hat, which is what I've been wearing in recent weeks. Tonight I went back to the traditional FDNY camo cap. So okay. very proud of my fire department. I want to make sure that they know that they've got our support tonight.
Yeah, we got their backs, and especially this year, every year, every day, every week. But this is the 20th anniversary of September 11th, so it's really starting to make us think more and more about what we lost, and especially the fire department. Boy, they were running. I was there on Broadway, running away from the buildings. Well, yeah. There they were, sirens blazing. They were just going straight into it. So God bless them. Grateful for them every day.
Every single day. So let's get a little bit of an update. Ethan Wolf over, where does he write for? I'm trying to see where the publication is. Alexandria sent this story. The city is lifting, obviously, COVID restrictions, but that means that there's some updates to the tourism as well. And, you know, when we talked with the Times Square Alliance last week, and Tom was telling us how fast the growth is coming back night after night into Times Square. This is a really encouraging sign, and I'd like to kind of just check in each week and just say, you know, how are we doing? Are we still like leaning forward onto this? Because I know there are more and more places that are opening up. It looks like some restaurants that had been closed and had not been able to open yet are finally going. What are your sources telling you?
Yeah, that article was great in the New York Times, and it was about the tours, I believe, you know, the Times Square tours that are starting to pick up again, and you're starting to see tour guides with actual tourists. Now, I know New Yorkers, you guys do not miss the boat. You still should take advantage of being a tourist in your own town because there's lots of opportunity.
Don't grumble about the tourists. We need them.
I will give you a quick update, though, on Statue Cruises because they had a really good weekend. They had about 8,500 which clearly is down from the 12,000 that they would have on a normal weekend. But that is the highest number of people that they've been able to transport to the Statue of Liberty in Ellis Island.
Well, you're 2/3 back to normal then. I mean, that's
almost, that's, you know, it's a steady increase. And they, you know, will be probably increasing hours for the summertime to allow more people to come, but also feel safer with the distancing. You know, not everybody feels 100% safe still going out there, even though we're getting to the 70% herd immunity that the governor has been touting. He thinks that that magical percentage is going to happen this weekend, Kevin. And if we reach 70%, well, okay, rip off those masks, including the kids, hopefully, right?
No, yeah, please. Well, and I think that just that's the official numbers. I think that we're way past that in terms of zero prevalence, because if you look at some of the studies that they were doing, even the governor's study from back, I want to say last April, like a year ago, there were already millions of people, if it played out the same way it did across the nation that it did in New York, that had already had COVID, that never knew it, that got the antibodies, and they were positive for the antibodies, and they never even knew they had had it. So I think that percentage is still fairly, you know, high of people that had it and didn't know it. And I think we're closer to, you know, absolute herd immunity than we realize. But, yes, the official numbers, we're trying to get to that 70% vaccinated number as quickly as possible.
Well, if you saw the Islander game on television like I did, and most people, because they could only allow 14,000 people, fans in the barn, which is Nassau Coliseum for our Islander fans out there. But my goodness, the way they were cheering, the way they were huddled, it was one of the most exciting games. For those of you that don't know, the Islanders have advanced now. They beat the Boston Bruins, so they are now in the playoffs, not the Stanley Cup playoffs. They're in the semifinals, I guess.
Right.
They have one more round to go. They have
that's
to.
That's right.
They have to beat the Tampa Bay, I think. But if no one gets COVID out of that, we're never getting COVID because they were just screaming so loud. So Laura Kern, we should have her come back and see if there's any kind of case study they can do. She was there, by the way, with her jersey, her Kern jersey, cheering like a typical Long Island crazy Islander fan.
Well, you know what was
made me proud.
You know what was fun is the gal that sang the national anthem. I think it was at the most recent game. That video went viral, and the whole arena was singing it with her, and she put the mic down, and the voices of everybody there, how loud it got in there as they were singing. And you know what? Islanders fans, they can sing better than most city's fans. Like, they were on tune. It was really cool to see that amount of, like, I don't know, just patriotism and love for country and love for each other there in the important moment there.
It warms the heart, Kevin McCullough. It warms the heart that there are still patriots out there, that there are still, you know, God-fearing, America-loving folks out there. We get mixed up in politics, and even from the right and the left, I think there's the core group of Americans that really are grateful for living in this country. And if you have any doubt, go see an Islander game, because I have to bet that it's 50-50 in there, political-wise,
yeah.
Right?
It's got to be.
It's a purple island, a purple county. Laura Kern's a Democrat, and yet there they are, enjoying and living and celebrating being Americans living in the United States.
Well, it's going to be interesting. Our next governor may come from Long Island. If Lee Zeldin gets the nomination, he's going to take a very tough case to the Democrats to say, beat this common sense agenda that I've got going. It'll be interesting to see what becomes of that, but that's great news. Hey, real quickly, because we're going to go to a guest in the next segment. Linda Barron's going to be with us. We're going to talk Staten Island a little bit, but let's stay in Manhattan for just a second. The Tribeca Festival opened this weekend, and Lin-Manuel Miranda is back in the discussion. In fact, they debuted a movie that I'm going to go see on HBO Max maybe later tonight with my wife when we're done, because In the Heights was co-released in theaters and on HBO Max. But talk to me about what's the expectation for Tribeca this year. Are they hoping for as much participation as they've had previous to COVID? What's the feeling?
Well, it's very exciting. I have followed it very closely because Tribeca Film Festival started right after 9/11. So when I was at NYC & Company, we helped push it. And
De Niro got that going, didn't he?
Yeah, for sure. And in fact, when we were doing the press conference with the governor at Radio City, they were having it there because they were announcing that the Tribeca Film Festival will close, with a movie at Radio City. But they're... You know, I think what they're doing, first of all, it's now called the Tribeca Festival because they're not only including films, but they're including music, television, you know, some things that are really a little bit more comprehensive than just films. They did the opening yesterday at Pier 76 on the Lower West Side. And they, this In the Heights, which was filmed during COVID, you know, in Washington Heights, a lot of it on the streets. Lin-Manuel is so proud to also do the world premiere in Washington Heights at the Palace Theater, which is
cool.
Just a fabulous theater. And it, I think it's just elevating the spirits of New York. What Lin-Manuel said the other night, last night, he said, you know what? I feel tall doing this because I'm coming back to my own hometown and I'm able to share with them, you know, my success. And for someone who's so short, is what he said, to feel tall, that's like the greatest compliment. So
yeah, I love that.
You know, it was just a nice feeling. And thanks to him, I think a lot of people are getting excited. But while you see it at home, I'm going to go see it at the movie theater. Okay.
Yeah, good for you.
I like the popcorn.
I didn't get a sitter tonight.
And
I've got to make sure that they stay in bed. If they get out of bed, we'll have a tough weekend. But anyway, that's a little bit of the news and info that's going on in the fun weekend for you. We'll have more of that after we speak with Linda Barron's, who's coming up next. We're going to talk Staten Island and all the good things that are going on there as we continue. And by the way, if you miss any part of Radio Night Live, any night, from the money to medical to travel to legal to fun and weekend, we've got them all podcasted at SoundCloud.com or on Apple Podcasts. And you can just look for Radio Night Live, the weeknight version, because it is the Monday through Friday version, and the OG airs on the weekends. And I've got a sneak preview of tomorrow night's show that's going to be kind of cool there as well. But that's all coming up. It's Radio Night Live. It's a fun Friday. Stay with us. Real estate is a tough business. If only there was a way to be one step ahead. Oh, wait, there is. Saturdays at 10 a.m., our very own Dottie Herman, CEO of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay up to date with the latest trends and news in the tricky waters of real estate. Dottie even has the scoop on celebrity real estate. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you are getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there's no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? because she's the best, period. ION Real Estate offers free advice to listeners live on the show. Dottie and her team have taken calls from all over the world, including England. Tune in to ION Real Estate Saturdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. ION Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Attention AM 970 fans, join us in Atlantic City to support our local community June 27th through 30th. It's the 6th annual 21st Century Drug and Violence Prevention Training Conference put on by LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs. They're committed to reinforcing the mutual respect, goodwill, and relations between law enforcement and their communities. Sign up at leaddrugs.org now. That's LEADRUGS.ORG. Sign up for the 6th annual LEAD Conference today.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts, all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have cloudy skies, 68 degrees on this Friday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, it's now been two straight weeks of record low COVID-19 testing positivity rates for the state of New York. Over the seven-day rolling average, 0.47% of all tests are now coming back positive. Governor Cuomo has said nearly all coronavirus restrictions will be ended once 70% of eligible residents have gotten at least one dose of the vaccine, and that number stands at 69.2%. A person is dead and several others are injured after a vehicle crashed on the property of a home for seniors in Brooklyn. Let's get more from Scott Pringle.
Police say the driver was speeding when he plowed through a fence and then came to a stop by the wall of Sunrise at Mill Basin Assisted Living Facility on Strickland Avenue late last night. An 18-year-old passenger pronounced dead at the hospital. Four other men taken to the hospital with minor injuries. No injuries inside the facility. No word yet if there's any charges to the 22-year-old driver. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
New York Waterway is resuming all-day service between Jersey City and Lower Manhattan for the first time since the pandemic began. The company is currently operating only a morning and evening rush hour ferry schedule. This coming Monday will mark the return of all-day service starting at 6 every weekday morning, ending at 10 o'clock each evening. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson, George Washington Bridge coming into the city, upstairs and down, you're doing fine. Lincoln Tunnel still about a 15 to 20 minute delay on the inbound side, 30 minutes going back to New Jersey, 30 to 40 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel, about 15 on the city-bound side. Getting to the outbound GW Bridge, northbound West Side Highway, that's still a slow ride. As you go north of 96th Street up to the GWB, FDR northbound slows from the 30s on up, cross Bronx jammed up coast to coast on that westbound side. Your forecast, your weekend weather forecast, mostly cloudy tonight, overnight low 63, partly sunny tomorrow, slight chance of an afternoon shower, high 75, and partly sunny Sunday, high of 75. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
And now, back to Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, I got to say, I'm excited about this next segment, Christine Nicholas, my co-host on Friday nights, because when we do the research on AM 970, The Answer, there is one borough that is all about the AM 970, and it is Staten Island. We talk to their elected leaders more often. They are always inviting us to their events. I frequently will speak in some of the churches around the New York area, and I'm invited to Staten Island more often than all the rest of the boroughs combined. So it is a lot of fun to welcome Linda Barron, who is president and CEO of the Staten Island Chamber of Commerce, to the broadcast tonight. Linda, welcome. Happy Friday to you. It's great to have you with us.
Happy Friday, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you know what I could go for right now is a piece of that garbage pie from Dandino's. Like, when I say I know Staten Island, I'm saying they are my peoples.
We have the best pizza on Staten Island. Don't let Brooklyn tell you any different.
That's right. I mean, look, I'm a Brooklyn native, and I get it. But I've spent some of my finest meals were in Staten Island back in the day with Guy Molinari and the mayor. We would go out, and you might like Donino's, Kevin, but I like Goodfellas. So, Linda, which one is the best pizza in Staten Island?
No, she can't do that.
It's hard to say. There's a lot of good pizzas on Staten Island.
That's
I don't want to like pick one specific one.
No, no forks allowed. No, especially if you're an elected official. You don't come and eat pizza with forks on Staten Island. You eat it the right way.
They killed de Blasio over that one. They just mentioned it in the Advance the other day.
That one won't go away. That and, yeah. And you know, Staten Island Chuck. So, you know, God rest his soul.
Poor Bloomberg's finger.
So, Linda, talk to us. What's going on Staten Island? And as the borough is trying to come back post-COVID, and you know, there's been even some controversy about how the zones were enforced in your borough. Where are you guys at, and what's happening there?
Things are looking a lot brighter out here these days. The last 2 weeks, since many of the restrictions have been lifted, their restaurants, I've heard people say that they've had to wait 4 hours for a reservation to get into the local restaurant. So it's like night and day from where it was. And people are out and about. I honestly think that a lot of the people that aren't commuting into the city currently still are spending a lot of money here on Staten Island. So we've got lots of people on the roads, lots of people walking around. We've got 25% park, so we have wonderful outdoor activity. So it's really been like, I've been out even in the business community the last 2 weeks, and it's just been a real positive vibe out there, a buzz. Everybody's excited to be, you know, somewhat back to normal.
Right. I mean, look, Staten Island also has a lot of new things, Linda, like the Empire Outlets, which, you know, is this fantastic outlet mall right in walking distance of the Staten Island Ferry. So, but unfortunately, it opened right before COVID. So then it got slammed. But, you know, we love those guys that run it. Joe is just an amazing salt of the earth Staten Islander, right? So, yeah. But tell us how it's going. You know, I haven't been there in a while. Tell us what's going on there.
Well, you were right. I mean, they basically had opened up right before COVID, and they were just starting to gain a little steam, and then things came to a halt. But I actually just saw Joe last week, and he said things are picking up quite nicely there. I know that they're working with the Tribeca Film Festival, and they're going to have some filmings. I think it started yesterday or the day before yesterday for about a week. So they're going to have outdoor screenings there. You know, they've gotten some new stores open up, and it's beautiful because it's an outdoor. It's the only outlet mall in New York City. Plus, it's outdoor, so you can walk around. There's beautiful views of, you know, the Manhattan skyline, the Statue of Liberty, and it's just a really nice atmosphere. If you want to get out, you want to go shopping. If you're from another borough, it's an easy entry into Staten Island using the Staten Island Ferry.
Right. It's trying to break up what we call the Staten Island Shuffle, Kevin, which is. They come on the Staten Island Ferry, they take their pictures of the Statue of Liberty, and then they shuffle back quickly to get onto the boat to go back to Manhattan. But now you see the shuffle go west a little bit, and they can go to Empire Outlets. They can, you know, walk down to Snug Harbor if they feel, you know, there's a lot of great things in that area. Linda, which is really exciting.
Yep, and the brewery is right there. It's only one stop on the train, so Minthorn Street. A lot of the restaurants are taking advantage of the open street, so Minthorn has about, you know, 5 restaurants in that area, so you can go there. They have music and entertainment going on. We have a couple other spots on Staten Island that took advantage of the open streets program as well.
Well, when we come back, Linda, and thank you again for carving out part of your valuable Friday night to be with us. We never take that for granted, but we're so grateful to have you. When we come back, let's talk about, it's because one of Christine's most dire parts of the Christine Nicholas gospel is that if New York is going to recover, New Yorkers and tri-staters have to rediscover tourism ourselves before the rest of the world comes back, so we can show them all the good parts. And I know that Staten Island's got some tourism elements to it that we need to wave the flag on tonight. Let's do that when we come back. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go anywhere.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to.
I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, personally fit me for my very own MyPillow, and I haven't stopped raving about them since. They won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. And every MyPillow is made in the USA. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now is the time to buy $29.98 for a standard queen premium. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code AM970. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress top, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hugh Hewitt reminds us of history.
It was always the Democrats who were segregationists and Jim Crow. It was a Democratic deal. So when Texas passes voter integrity, like clockwork, they say it's Jim Crow 2.0. No, that would be a Democratic initiative. And everybody knows that. That's never reported, by the way.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. This Father's Day, do something different. Make reservations at Benjamin's Steakhouse for a delicious, juicy porterhouse. This signature dry-aged porterhouse and all steaks are aged 28 days. They have delicious seafood with indoor and outdoor dining in Midtown and White Plains. Have an intimate dinner or bring a group. There is a pre-fee dinner for larger and corporate groups. Eat Benjamin's signature porterhouse with incredibly fresh seafood in the White Plains location or head to Midtown for the excitement of the city and some amazing and delicious surf and turf. How about a Father's Day power lunch with a steak sandwich or lobster roll, or the raw bar, calamari, salmon salad, king crab legs with filet mignon, or for fathers that love to grill, Benjamin Steakhouse will even ship their aged raw meat straight to your door and anywhere in America. There is also takeout and delivery. So make your Father's Day reservation by calling Benjamin Steakhouse at 212-297-9177. That's 212-297-9177. Benjamin Steakhouse is a cut above the rest. Go to BenjaminSteakhouse.com or 212-297-9177.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, AM970TheAnswer.com.
You can't sleep, you can't eat, there's no doubt you're in deep.
Radio Night Live from New York, here's Kevin McCullough.
Glad to have you with us. It's our Fun Friday edition, and Christine Nicholas, of course, my sidekick on Friday nights. We get to have the funnest show of the week because we talk about all the cool things you can do. And we are examining the Staten Island options tonight with Linda Barron. And Linda, I was just doing some reading because I know that the Staten Island Yankees were such an institution, you know, and the kids, you know, that could pay, you know, half or less than the price of a major league ticket could go see the Yankees that right there, sometimes within walking distance. And there has been some rumblings that while they're not going to probably bring the Staten Island Yankees back, there may be another baseball team headed to Staten Island and for the stadium there. What can you tell us about the future of baseball on Staten Island?
Well, baseball is even just on a local level, there's so many teams playing out here, younger teams and whatnot. So there's a big interest in baseball. Our borough president is an avid baseball fan, so he has been pushing for some entity to come into the ballpark. I know he's got a big announcement under his sleeve. He hasn't let it out yet, but there's soon to be news on the ballpark of something positive to happen down there. And I do believe it is surrounding baseball.
Well, I do have to say, I did find that little tip in the city, the today's edition of the city, and they're kind of letting the word out. But I won't say any more about it. Just if you love baseball in Staten Island, hang in there because good news is coming.
Yeah, and if you haven't been to the baseball stadium, you know, and eventually you will, because eventually baseball will hopefully be back. We all have our fingers crossed. You know, it is right just a stone's throw away from the Staten Island Ferry. You can walk there. You can go to Empire Outlets. But, you know, I will tell you a story that I was there on 9/10. Okay. So we're
2001.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And we were taking photos with the Twin Towers. You know, you can see it from there. It was just one of those spectacular nights. Warm, sunny, beautiful. And we were there for a trade event with the travel trade. But it is, there are two stadiums that were built at the same time, the Brooklyn Stadium, the Cyclone Stadium, and also the Staten Island Yankees. They were both built under the Giuliani administration. And the Staten Island fans, my gosh, they really embraced it. And, you know, they're both successful stadiums, but we just want to see baseball back. When do we miss it?
And like you said, Christine, it's beautiful there. Like, the views are unbelievable. You see the ferry going by, you see boats going by, you know, you see the Manhattan skyline, and you see the new, you know,
World Trade Tower, right?
Right, exactly. But, you know, in terms of, like, what could happen there, there's much more that can happen there as well, as far as bringing in live entertainment, you know, right on the waterfront. So I think there's a lot of good things that can take place there in the future.
Well, maybe
ferries. What was that? Did I hear a mention of ferry? What's happening with the new ferry from Staten Island?
We're very excited about that. It's supposed to launch. We're supposed to be part of the New York City Fast Ferries starting this summer. We've been waiting for about 5 years here on Staten Island, and we have the Staten Island Ferry, but the Fast Ferry will take you to Battery Park City and up on the west side, Midtown on the west side. So for people who are traveling to Manhattan, it gives them a new option, and we really hope to see that expanded to Brooklyn, because there's so much interaction between Staten Island and Brooklyn. So hopefully we'll see that in the near future. But it's great. It's great so people can come here and explore. You know, we call ourselves the unexpected borough. So come on down and find out what's going on Staten Island.
Well, and you were talking in the last segment, Linda, that part of the Tribeca Festival is going to be on Staten Island at the Empire Mall. And the films are running until the 19th, which is kind of cool. But this fall, you were just talking about music events. You've got some real headliners coming to Staten Island. We've got the Best of the Eagles. You've got comedians. You've got Tony Bennett. You got the Four Seasons. I mean, these are legends. And you know, that's gonna feel really like the old days when you've got that much activity going on.
Yeah, and the beautiful St. George Theater is located in St. George, and it's a stone's throw from the ferry terminal as well. And they always bring in headline entertainment, and they're going to be opening back up this fall. So we hope to see a lot of activity around the theater. And I encourage, it reminds me of a mini Radio City Music Hall. So if you haven't been there and you're from another borough, I highly recommend that you come out here and check it out.
So
talk to me. Go ahead.
When you have friends come in to visit you on The Rock, what do you do with them? What do you recommend to New Yorkers that want to be tourists in their own town and who have never been to Richmond County?
You know what? I look for the things that are happening. You know, I look to see whether there's something happening at Snug Harbor or Richmond Town. You know, there's a lot of different festivals and there's a lot of food events. You know, so I try to find something that we can go to. I always love to go to the boardwalk and just walk the entire boardwalk because there's really nice views. We have, you know, a whole shoreline that, you know, has all kinds of, you know, activity. And it's just fun to just be out there in the fresh air. And food. It's always about going, finding that nice restaurant and, you know, just spending time with friends, you know, and enjoying just the atmosphere of the restaurants. As you said, the food here on Staten Island is very, very good. So, and every time I bring somebody here, they're pleasantly surprised, especially when it is like somebody from another borough, not even just my friends, but, you know, colleagues from work, when they come out here, they're really pleasantly surprised as to what we have to offer. You know, just, you know, because we many times Staten Island gets a negative kind of connotation and people don't really, you know, understand, you know, who we are or what we are. But when they come out here, it really, they are pleasantly surprised with all of the offerings that we have. You know, this tiny gems here and there, you know, we're competing with Manhattan. We all are, all the outer boroughs are, but there's a lot in the outer boroughs to explore, and people really should spend time especially now with tourism, you know, from international tourism, everything down, you know, take some, you know, day trips and take your family and visit the other boroughs, and let's all support one another and keep some of the money, you know, in New York City. I know we're all dying to get on a plane and go away, but, you know, in lieu of that, let's spend a little time here too.
Yeah. Hey, Linda, if you want to see Councilman Borelli come as close to a fist fight as ever you'll find him, is get him in an argument about who has the better beaches in terms of the boroughs, because he will go to the mat for the Staten Island beaches. And I know that there, even within his district, there's been some improvements in the parks, like really upgraded play equipment for the kids and stuff. I mean, it is really a modern suburb kind of feel in some of those communities, and beautiful, just beautiful spaces.
Oh, yeah. And down in his district, they just did Conference House Park. It's beautiful. It has a whole, like, esplanade area. And they do, you know, we have three city council members on Staten Island. They really, and the borough president's office, they invest a lot in our parks and the maintenance of our parks. And there's been a number of ribbon cuttings lately for improvements that have gone on. And yeah. We also have Fresh Kills, which used to be, you know, the world's largest dump that's been transformed into the world's largest park. So it's like twice the size of Central Park. We get a lot of interest from urban explorers who want to come out here. And, it, you know, when you're there and you're on top of it, you know, there are certain areas, you know, you can see literally like New Jersey, New York. You can see all around. It's really phenomenal.
No, really good stuff. Linda Barron, thank you so much for stopping in tonight. And everybody get to the Staten Island as soon as you can and enjoy some of the great stuff. Because it's open. It's open. Speaking of open.
Come on down to the Rock. Thank you.
Weekend tips next with Christine. Stay with us.
Dear Cancer, if you think you're going to put my life on hold, think again. I did my homework and I found a cancer treatment option that requires no surgery, minimal downtime, and virtually no side effects. It's called proton therapy at ProCure Proton Therapy Center. Proton therapy targets cancer tumors more precisely than traditional radiation therapy, with less radiation to nearby healthy tissues. And thanks to ProCure, I don't have to travel far for treatment. Located in Somerset, ProCure is New Jersey's most experienced proton therapy center, offering the most advanced form of radiation with the most precise technology. That's right, Cancer. I still have the choice and energy to go on that hike with friends or spend a Saturday afternoon with my grandkids. I chose proton therapy at ProCure, and now my hope has been restored. I'm living my best life. If you've been diagnosed with cancer, visit ProCure.com or call 855-3-PROTON today.
Your business is ready for a reboot, a recharge. The way our companies operate has changed. Adapting to the changes hasn't been easy, but never more important to succeed. Many of the digital resources available have helped overcome obstacles your business is facing, but are you using the full potential of every one of them? That's where Salem Surround can help. Your business needs to use digital tools more than ever to stay in touch with customers, making buying decisions right now and for the future. Will they consider or even know about you? The marketing team at Salem Surround gives you the tools needed to stand out and be visible to current and potential customers online right now looking for what you do. We'll design a plan that targets and surrounds customers with proven marketing strategies. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. Sometime next year, the Supreme Court will decide whether to continue to find the right to abortion in the Constitution or give up on its deeply misguided half-century-long effort to do so. The court will have before it the case of Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization and the constitutionality of a 2018 Mississippi law that banned abortions after the first 15 weeks of pregnancy. The court will also be deciding on whether or not to uphold a poor decision made at the intellectual low ebb of its post-war era. The court made law at Roe v. Wade, and Justice Blackmun's opinion was simply awful in its reasoning. In fact, I would argue the 1973 was the point of origin of the culture wars, because in Roe, the court seized territory reserved for the state legislatures. Will the court let us have peace at the cost of admitting that its ambition to rule was the real spark for the fires long burning? Wisdom, in the express language of the Constitution, counsels it to quit the field. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Larry Elder is next on AM 970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Okay, I want to say before the show gets away from us tonight, thank you to Michael Harrison and the entire team of Talkers Magazine. Today was the 24th Talkers Convention. And Christine, I don't know if you know this or not, but the talk radio industry, they've held the vast majority of those conventions here in New York City as kind of, well, the birthplace of talk radio. I mean, that's one of the things that New York really has. But Mike Harrison, thanks for two things. One, decorating AM 970 The Answer as the heaviest 100 radio station in America. We have more of the heavy 100 heard on this station than any other radio station in the United States. And on a personal note, thank you for including me for a 12th year running, but kind of a big deal to the talk radio industry, not so much to everyday listeners, but I just want to say thanks to Mike and his team because they fight for free speech every single day, and it's so cool. Now, Christine.
Wait. I got to say congratulations to you, Kevin McCullough, and to AM970. That is a really big recognition, and I'm just proud to be part of this on Rebuilding New York. You know, you're the only radio station that's doing this right now, so hats off to you.
Well, we're glad that you're part of the team. I look forward to this segment as much as anything else, Christine, during the week, because I know you're going to give me some tips on things that I can do with the kids and other things. Take it away.
Well, there is so much to do, so I'm going to try and keep it quick, you know, as it starts getting closer to summer. Linda Behrens from Staten Island was great. She touched on the beach, but you can go to a beach. You don't have to just go to Long Beach, which is a great beach, but you can also get on the Staten Island Ferry and get over to Midland, get over to the Staten Island beaches. Flag Day is coming up, you know, June 14th, Francis Tavern. If you have never been there, you need to go. This is George Washington was there bidding farewell to the troops. So, and this is in celebration of our flag being adopted on June 14th, 1777. So they'll be having celebrations there throughout the weekend. A little bit something different if you want to get away, but stay close to home. Empire City Casino by MGM Resorts, they opened up, reopened Yonkers Raceway. It's been closed because of COVID. I mean, they've had the horses racing around, but they haven't had people. So it's kind of a fun thing. It's a throwback thing. 7:15 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can go check that out at EmpireCityBets.com. You mentioned Times Square before, Kevin. It is indeed every day, every weekend. It's getting bigger and bigger. It's great. They have the Taste of Times Square, which Valerie Delia mentioned. They also have the TSQ Project, which will present live free performances on Saturday at Duffy Square at 46th and Broadway from 2 to 3 p.m. But just get yourself to Times Square. It's always a show. People watching is Tom Harris from the Times Square Alliance. He always says that that is his greatest pastime.
Yeah.
Boy, I think that's enough.
And there's nowhere else to watch people like Times Square. I mean, it is really the intersection of the world. That is not an understatement. Thank you, Christine. Great list of things to do. And I will be flying that flag on June 14th.
Right.
We are proud to be in a country that has survived so much and to be in a city that has survived so much and is thriving on its way back. Christine Nicholas, thank you for being here. Kevin McCullough, we will see you next time.